Hey guys, welcome back to another Angler News Podcast series. This is your KZN report for the 8th of December 2022. Guys, the festive season is here, the heat is here, and so are the big fish. Yes, KZN's purple patch continues, and at the perfect time for us to really spend and splurge on ourselves, live easy, and enjoy the good fishing that our coastline has to offer. And we have it all here on Angler News South Africa with the latest news from all our correspondents. But before we get into this week's show, here's a little taste of what you can expect. Your offshore side, this scene has been very productive with some proper brute bottom fish and plenty of game fish action. As for the rock and surf, well, we've got reports that the rods has been bending all over the entire coastline. And hey, let's mention right at the start of the show, our SA rock and surf team is currently fishing against Namibia. So big up to them. I'm sure our boys can pull it off. And then to round off later on in the show with the freshwater news, we are with Jan, where anglers are still keeping their cards close to their chest. Well, they're trying to anyway. We've got news that the bass is in peak summer mode right now. So guys, we're going to kick off the show. But before we do, as always, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. This is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Thank you, Kingfisher. Guys, yes, that triple fish rhino braid is something you're definitely going to need on your reels, especially with the summer species that are on the bite at the moment. Guys, while we are talking about our sponsors, please make sure to go onto their social media pages to check out their trading of hours over this festive period. The boys are putting in the extra hours to make sure you have all you need over this holiday season. Now, let's kick off the show, starting off down the South Coast, as always, with our South Coast guru, Adam. And guys, I can tell you, the fishing down the Lower South Coast is absolutely awesome at the moment. The beaches are looking great, there is zero E. coli in their water, and the fishing is absolutely magnificent. So Adam is going to kick it off, starting off from Port Edward, moving down to Ramsgate, into Margate, through Yuvango, Shirley Beach, and running off in Port Shepston. Here is Adam.
Good day, Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well, guys. It's the 7th of the 12th, 2022. And guess what? We are in December. We are almost on the holiday period, guys. And we are going to be flooded with people on the lower coast, Vinesh. Our beaches are open. We have blue flag beaches. We have no E. coli in the water. And touch wood, please. Let's just say this right now, Vinesh, because as we know, things can change in an instant. But guys, it's been awesome down on the lower coast. We've had a bit of rain, had a bit of wind. Things have been a bit sort of up and down, topsy-turvy. But deep sea's been good. Rock and surf's been good. Non-eds have been good. Bass side has been a little bit on the slower side, but it is what it is. Look, there is definitely something for an angler or a fisherman or a holiday maker coming down to the coast. They can definitely get a fish, that is for sure. Whether it's to catch and release, tag and release, or even just to put something on the bra. There is definitely something for all down on the lower coast. Vinesh, things are happening down here. So deep seaside, loads of amberjacks, yellowtail. Tuna's been a bit on the slower side, but bottoms have been good. The color line has been there. As we know, the few bits of days that we've had rain and the rivers have popped open and we've had some good color line sitting in the water, the guys have been targeting some good game fish. So that's been a bonus. Going over to rock and surf finish, Stabell, Mzumbi area, been really, really, really good the last few days. Sandies have been around, hammers have been around, as always, biting off the sinkers, as we know. There's been a few greys. Things have been good in terms of the non-ed. However, again, going back to Stabell, gamefish, kingies, they've been there. Guys have been targeting them, landing them, and being reefed. So guys, tackle up. You know, try and bully that fish maybe just a bit more. Don't let him box you. How about you box him? Going over to Trafalgar. It's been a bit quieter there, Vinesh. I know it's been a bit sanded up that side and been a bits and pieces of bronzies here and there. Munster's been pretty good. Glenmore's been pretty good as well, I must admit. So there's been a few shad around. There's been a few bites of shad. Mainly caught on ground trace, though, which is a bit odd. As we know, shad can sometimes just be caught on anything, including an orange peel. So things have been good on the lower coast, Vinesh. Rock and surf wise, from scratching in terms of trying to catch a bronze bream, which a few have been coming out, nice sizes as well. Also, Khalyun, there's still quite a few coming out, and Brusha have been a bit small on our side in terms of going to the north coast, where the guys have been getting a few bigger ones, but we're still getting them. So look, I must admit, seasons, as they always say, change. But down in the lower coast, rock fishing is always good for us. It's just, it's an area where you have lots of food for the fish to feed on. It's a good place to come down and just scratch, as you want to call it. So things have been pretty good on the lower coast, whether it be deep sea or rock and surf. On the bass side, though, things have been a bit slow. A lot of smaller fish coming out in the sort of the 500 to 1 kilo range. I just don't know what's going on with our bass section down our side, Vinesh. I don't know if it's whether this high and low pressure change that's been happening so quick overnight. We've got so many days of northeasterlies coming up, which we'll get into fairly soon, that I don't know if the bass are feeding it, but I would suspect that they are. Look, it's definitely holiday season, guys, so please just respect one and all. And help out where you can. You know, we're not known for being the friendly coast for nothing. So if you see a guy struggling, or he's got the wrong trace on, or he's targeting the wrong fish, just walk up to him, be polite, as we all are down the lower coast, and help a fellow angler out. So moving over to the weather, Vinesh, on a Thursday, tomorrow, early in the morning, there's a northeasterly gusting at around 11 k's an hour. So it's probably going to be, basically looking at the forecast, going to be the best time to fish, as the swell sitting around 1.5 meters at 11 second gap. However, late on in Thursday, it's definitely picking up as the wind starts pumping to around 30 k's an hour. Friday, again, another northeasterly sitting at around 20 to over 40 k's an hour, gusting with the 1.7 meter swell. Saturday, still again a northeasterly, guys, geez, like 16 to 30 kilometers per hour, 1.8 meter swell, 7 second gap. So those waves are very, very short. I don't think there's going to be much deep sea action this weekend. Moving over to Sunday, an early north wind drops right down to 7 k's an hour, however, it does pick up to 40 kilometers per hour, gusting. Again, the northeasterly hanging around at a 1.7 meter swell. So as we know, the non-ed fishermen, a few days of northeasterly, you go and put a bait and you're definitely going to get a bite. So it might just be a case of trying to fish Sunday or Monday. Let's see if we can get a day off to go and fish for a non-ed, Vinesh. So guys, again, it's looking like the south coast is the place to be. Blue flag beaches, no E. coli, and things are looking good for us in terms of game fish, deep sea, non-eds, and rock and surf. However, bass is a bit on the slower side. So guys, have a super weekend. Stay safe. Open arms to the holiday makers coming down, and let's see those catches.
Thank you so much, Adam. What a fantastic report, my friend. Looks like the lower south coast is geared up for this holiday period. And my bud, did you say shad on orange peels? Well, I'd like to see the bait presentation for that. You know what? I just may use it in the next issue of the Bait Guide. So guys, that rounds off our lower south coast. Moving down to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher. And this is his fishing report for this past week.
Good day, chaps. It's Gary here from Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good morning to you. Well, the easterly started early this morning, but a couple of shad were set up the beach there, early bells. You can go down at about four now, and first light is going. Yeah, lots of jellyfish all around. Along this stretch, it's been mainly shad story with the odd grey shark here and there. I haven't heard of much other than that at all. That's no sign of baitfish or any type of sprats or anything to get the whole food chain going when you get those little anchovies. That's like an anchovy larva coming washing out on the beach. That can be the start of good things for all sorts of fish. But yeah, no sign of anything like that. Bilova River still closed. Water's fairly clear, or clear this morning, and fairly warm. Yeah, let's see what happens in the week ahead and hope those Christmas bottlenose grunters put in an appearance. Until next week then, tight lines.
Thank you, Gary. Always great to hear from you, my friend. Looks like early morning is the time to be at Warner Beach. And yeah, I guess even though there's no baitfish around, at least we still got some action with the grey sharks. Now moving on into Durban with Mike V and Brad Krobler, where we know the fishing is going to be good. And guys, I can tell you from hearing the report a bit earlier on, it is fantastic. Take a listen to the species that are coming out from Mike and Brad.
How's it, Brad? Yeah, the fishing's been good all over. From the south coast to the north coast, guys have been some lovely inedibles, some good edibles. The south coast has been firing probably better than the north coast for the last week, with some good sized big grey sharks, up to 40 kilos I've heard, some big browns, a couple honeycomb sandies, all in that middle north coast stretch, that Scottsboro sort of area. Yeah, they've all been in that sort of area. Uncle Master's thrown some lovely edibles, and then back into Durban, the Oaks have been getting the odd brusher in there on Anstey's. And once you get to Umhlanga, the guys are getting some lovely stumpies and that. Again, grey sharks, all that sort of thing. The Eddington beach stretch has been pretty quiet. But yeah, if you've been putting in the time, you're going to get your bite. The bay has been getting a couple of lovely grunter again. A lot of snapper salmon the last week. Oh, it's got piles of big snappers, good size snappers. I've seen some videos and photos of some good kingies, all on artificials. Now, offshore, tunny, cooter, snook, your game fish are around. Those have been getting some nice ones. Bottoms, there's been good bottoms being caught, a couple of doggers, a couple of keelback, things like that. So yeah, that's all been going on quite nicely. So the weather forecast showing for the next couple of days, looks like the beaches might turn on nicely for us. Cool, thanks buddy, have a good one.
Well, good day guys, here Brad from Linsky Fishing Charters. Once again, it's been a pretty good week with the game fish. Yeah, guys, yeah, quite a few Dorados, some nice tuna out in the deep. Yeah, and then we did some bottom fishing today, managed to get a whole lot of hopcob, some nice rock hards, and the odd slingers and soldiers in between. Yeah, and that was all on just a 3-hour trip. But guys, there's also been some cooter and snook around the Sloty area in that 20-meter mark. But yeah, generally, game fish has been my main target. But yeah, the Dorado are starting to come. The water temperature is a little bit fluctuant at the moment, up and down. On the hot days where the water temperature is nice, we get better fish. But yeah, generally, yeah, all around the shipping area and basically anywhere in the 70 to 80 meter starting depth for the Dorado.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a fantastic report, my friends. Guys, wow, I am so glad the purple patch continues in Durban as we get into this festive season. It looks as though any species we would like to target is on the bite in Durban, whether you are fishing offshore bay or rock and surf. Now let's move into Bolito, where we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher Salt Rock Branch, and this is his report for the past week.
Morning, Vinesh. Morning, everybody. Hope everybody is doing well. Looking forward to clocking off for a bit of an extended leave period. I think as most people will this time of the year, I know a lot of the guys that I've been speaking to have been coming in and stocking up for their leave. And it's been quite hectic, it's been busy, it's exciting. A lot of guys are taking leave on the 15th. And they're gonna go through to early Jan, gonna do a lot of fishing. It's good to see that everybody's got a lot of fishing planned for this period. We've had a fairly weak December period, a holiday festive season over the last few years for reasons like COVID and all of that. And I think we're finally going to have our first really good December, you know, as far as back to normal fishing situations and restrictions and everything go. We're really looking forward to it, and the guys are getting excited. It's just so good to see it. It's positive. We're seeing stuff that we haven't seen in 3 years. We're seeing customers coming down from Joburg that we haven't seen in 3 years because they just couldn't make it down for whatever reason. And it's just so positive, and things are looking great. In addition to that, the fishing has picked up significantly as well. All of the guys coming down from Joburg want to book charters. All of the guys that are coming down they're not even stopping at the accommodation first and coming into by tackle afterwards. They're stopping with their wives and children in the cars outside the shop, and they're just saying, "Guys, hook me up, I'm going fishing." It is so good to see the excitement. So yeah, I think I speak mainly for the Ballito and Salt Rock area, but I'm assuming that it's like that all the way down the coast. And the one thing that that's quite positive is Ballito seems to have a really good E. coli rating at the moment. As far as water quality goes, Westbrook has been rated as the best. There's very low counts of E. coli, according to the the government officials. So I'm assuming it's still there, but it's definitely lower than it was. And coming in a close second is Ballito, Salt Rock, Sheffield, all of the areas coming north here. So it's really looking positive for that. Apart from the fact that the fishing is improving, we're seeing good results, not only from the fish being here, but because a lot of people are getting time off and going fishing. So the guys on the boats are catching a lot of Dorado now. It's really picking up, especially the guys launching off Ballito. And I saw while we're in the Ballito area, I saw two pictures today of Kuta that were coming out. And I'm not too sure exactly where. All I saw was the background of the ocean, so it's difficult to say. But I believe that they were caught in the Ballito area. I'm assuming south of Ballito, maybe Tongat Mouth, somewhere around there. Which is an excellent sign. And then a couple of snook coming out as well, which is lekker. Not only from the boats, but from the beach as well, from the rocks. And of course, we all know that Sheffield is probably, this time of the year, one of the better areas to go. You can also get away from the crowds and go stand on a deep water point and spin for some snook. A lot of kingies coming out as well, so that's quite nice. And then if we take a look at the edibles from the surf side, there have been a couple of shad coming out, but I've seen by my sardine sales that the shad seems to be slowing down slightly. I don't know whether it's the weather conditions or the guys have had to get back to work after the rush of the shad season opening. But definitely not as many shad coming out. Couple of bronze bream, but from what I can understand, very small, under 30 centimeters. So just remember, guys, if your bronze bream is under 30 centimeters, you have to release them. You are only allowed two of 30 centimeters and above. And I find that the fish are between 35 and 40 centimeters are definitely the right size to take home for dinner. Any bigger than that, and I think it's good breeding stock. Bronze bream are also very slow growing fish, just like blacktail. So yeah, I'd rather take a couple of medium-sized shad than a big bronze bream any day of the week. And then moving a little bit south, if you're going to be launching off Durban and moving away up the coast, the guys are taking quite a few dories from that area as well, couple of snook as well. But all in all, offshore is definitely picking up. The guys need to get excited about that and head out. Book a charter if you want. If you don't have a boat, don't have a paddle ski or a jet ski, book a charter. Kingfisher, Ballito and Salt Rock both do bookings for charters, various charters, and we'll get you onto a boat, we'll get you onto some fish, and you know, this time of the year, you don't want the admin of trawling a boat down from Joburg all the way to Durban and launching here and all of that. You don't need to bring the boat. If you want to just take it easy and come and launch with one of the experienced skippers in our area, you can do so. that's definitely something that would suggest, especially with the roads being the way they are at the moment. So many roadworks, so many trucks on the roads. It is dangerous. Get down to Durban. You don't want any admin. Come and fish here on somebody else's boat. Don't have to worry about cleaning. Don't have to worry about maintenance. Just come and have some fun, which is exactly what it's all about at the end of the day. So, yeah, guys, that is about it. I haven't heard much from the freshwater side of things. I do believe Albert Falls has had a couple of fish, but it is incredibly hot up there. We're looking at 35 to 42 degrees on most days. So, yeah, if you're up there, just remember your sunscreen. Remember your attire to suit the conditions. If I go up and I fish, I've got a long day on the water. I just wear my, you guys will know my photos, the snow camo lightweight hoodie. And it stops me from getting burnt. It's quite pleasant on the skin as well. It's not a itchy, scratchy material. And yeah, if the wind picks up a little bit later in the afternoon and it gets a bit nippy or whatever, it stops that chill from getting to the bones as well. And then obviously a nice hat. Dawa's got some amazing hats at the moment. I'm talking about peaks. I'm talking about all-round hats, sun hats with the cape that goes down the back of your neck. There's are some really good products in the range at the moment. So guys, don't forget about that. And yeah, guys, good luck. Enjoy the next week of fishing. Let us know what happens. We'll definitely have a lot of reports for you next week because, like I said, a lot of the schools have broken up and the guys are coming down to fish. And it's just being positive all the way from here. So, guys, let's see what happens. Have a good one.
Thank you, Jesse, for another great detailed report. I absolutely love it. It looks as though business is as usual. Back to the good old days of when the holidaymakers were coming down and the tackle stores are getting busy. This sort of period always benefits the tackle industry. So, guys, looks like Bolito is on the up. Jesse, thank you for that information, especially, you know, the good news on the ski boat side. Looks like the game fish are 100% here. We are in full summer mode, as I have mentioned earlier. And, buddy, thank you for that safety tips and, you know, especially with that protective gear. We are in KZN summer heat at the moment. So, guys, that rounds off Bolito. Now moving up to Imtinzini Banks, we are with Nick with this week's fishing report. And this is what he had to say about it.
Morning, Vinay. The guys have been going, well, a few more guys have been going deep, as the weather is sort of settling more and we're getting a longer window. There's nothing but launching and getting blown off the sea at 10 o'clock in the morning. The snook are meant to be here. I got some several weeks ago. No Dorada yet, a bit early for Kuta. The guys are still trying for Kuta. At the end of the day, you know, after trying and trying, spending a lot of time, the guys just getting a few bottoms so they get things to eat when they get home. Rock and surf, it's a funny game. Zuland have a competition every December in Umgunzini called the Turkey Trot. Basically, you're fishing for a turkey. And apparently, you also get league points, so it's probably a league event as well. So we have two competitions in a competition. Now, prior to Sunday, when I fished this competition, old Bali, the fish on the beach, we're catching a lot of shad, snapper. On Friday, a nice big stumpy came out. Cob, another three cob in the last few days that have been caught during the day. The smallest one was 4 kilos and the biggest was 6 kilos, which is unusual for this time of year. I was talking to my mate yesterday and he was asking me about the flatfish. The flatfish haven't even appeared in the river yet. Normally in about August, October, you start catching diamonds in the river, up at the, near the river mouth, on the sandbank. This year, the guys are fishing up there, because they're fishing on, especially the incoming water, and putting a floating a prawn, you know, with no sinker or swivel, just directly on the line. You float a prawn over a sandbank, and you or grunted, and of course those bar tails also, maybe anything, but face our stumpies. They come in with a tide. And then the diamonds are lying in that same bank, and they take your bait and you eat a hell of a fight, and it makes a good story around the box. I've no idea why we're not the flatfish anchor. It's a bit like October when we had absolutely zero result set. The guys have been catching last week nice fish and a lot of fish, a lot of baby sharks. Back onto the river. Well, besides fishing, like I said, and the fact that the flatfish aren't in the river, day before yesterday, decent sized shad was caught between the main cop off and the beginning of the stone wall about halfway. It's a lovely day today. The holiday makers are starting to arrive, which is nice. We haven't had holiday makers here for a long time. Wherever you guys are fishing, stay safe, keep your eyes on the water, especially on the rocks.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. Yes, a very interesting report indeed. Nick, it is really strange. I do agree with you. I can't understand it. I mean, all over the coastline, we're getting reports of game fish, but for some strange reason, nothing much over there at Mtinzini, and neither is the flatfish, which at this time of the year, we're getting full-on reports of. So Mtinzini is certainly a place we are going to be keeping an eye on, and I know we can trust Nick to keep us in the loop with exactly what's going on. So guys, let's move on to Richards Bay, where we are with Ali with this week's fishing report, and this is what she had to say.
Hi Vinesh, it's Ali again. The weather this past week went too bad, which made it possible for anglers to go out and catch plenty of Dorado and Wahoo, as well as some yellowfin tuna. Most of the game fish and marlin were caught using bright pink or green color conas. Although bottom fishing had been a bit quiet, anglers also caught a few slingers and rockwoods. In the harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of shads and salmon, as well as some rock salmon, using live baits or sardine. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight lines. Have a good holiday. Bye, guys.
Thank you, Ellie. Always great to hear from you and to hear that the game fish is definitely on the upper north coast. Out to round off the salt water, we are in St. Lucia and Cape Vidal, and he is back. It is Jeff Ashwood, and this is his report for this past week.
Morning, Vinesh, and all your listeners. Yeah, this is Jeff from Legacy Charters in St. Lucia. The fishing at the moment is picking up as a result of the dories that are around. Most of them coming out sort of St. Lucia, Cape Vidal area, so that even the chaps in St. Lucia are tending to head up north looking for them. Odd bull one here and there, of decent size, but most of them are not that big at the moment. But as we all know, they grow quite quickly, so hopefully later on they'll get a lot bigger. The wahoos are around too. Some of the chaps that are pulling conas have been losing wahoo to the fact that they get bitten off. So just be aware of that. Obviously, people are waiting for the kuta. Not much around that I've heard of, so they're a little bit scarce at the moment. But yes, folks, until the next fish, be safe, everybody.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Great to have you back, my friend. And I'm glad to hear the Dorado and Wahoo are on the bite, as well as that odd kuta in between. Guys, it's a good time to be out there. So now that rounds off our saltwater report for this past week. Now onto the freshwater news of KZN, and who better to deliver it than Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg.
Hi guys, Jan here from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg. With a slight reprieve from the weather gods, it seems that the anglers have been back out and they made some good fish to report on all fronts. Rainfall figures for the last week have been predominantly in the single figures, with the odd teen figure here and there. The Mgani system is sitting less than 0.5% under the 100% level, so any big falls in the very near future will send the dams into overflow. So herewith a quick overview of where we're at with the dams. Albert Falls is sitting at 98.21%, Midmar 98.94%, and I can already see a couple of drips coming over the wall from the wind-driven water. Spring Grove is already topping it at 100.58%, Mearns is already well over the top at 111.44%. Not quite sure how you measure that, but anyway. And Wagon Drift Dam on the Bushman's River is also at full supply level at 100.85%. Now, we haven't heard from the bass anglers in a while yet, because as we suspect that everybody's keeping their catches under wraps to input into a certain long-running compo. We wait with bated breath for the results later this month, I believe. However, word from the waters is that there have been some lunkers showing up. Case in point, Durban-based angler Rob Fisher made the trip up the hill from the shore break to come and fish at Albert Falls recently. and was rewarded with a 5-fish bag of 16.4 kilos. 4 of those fish topping the 3-kilogram mark. Congrats, Rob. That's certainly one for the books and a memorable day on the water. Midmar is also reportedly fishing well. Reports, rumors, well, whatever you want to call it. But the only way to be sure, guys, is to get out there and get a line in the water. Otherwise, your certainty is a nil return. With an increased number of returns seen from the Natal Fly Fishers Club, it seems that the trout anglers are also getting back out. Fish are back in the prod with some good fish noted from both the river and stillwater. One of the stillwater returns reported a 9-fish outing, with all fish in the late 30 centimeters to 40 centimeter bracket. That is 15 to 19 inches. A fine day out on the water. Now, one always hears that after a good day out, you can't go back the next day and expect the same. But that's exactly what happened here. The following day's return, same piece of water, but we will keep that under wraps for the moment, reported a 10-fish outing, with all fish pulling the tape between 15 to 19 inches, that is 38 to 48 centimeters, and one fish coming in at over the 20-inch or 50-centimeter mark. Now that's a fine couple of days on the water. Other stillwater returns noted fish in the 33 to 38 centimeter, that is 13 to 15 inch bracket, and a couple more coming in over the 40 centimeter or 17 inch mark. No flies mentioned in these reports, however, but if the water is still holding a bit of color, my suggestion is larger streamer or bugger type flies in a dark livery. Black and brown will be your go-to. With the rain slacking off a tad, the rivers are coming back on stream. Note, see what I did there? Ha ha ha. With the NFFC anglers reporting that both the Moy and the Bushman's rivers fish in the 9 to 13 inch, that is 22 to 33 centimeter bracket, which, knowing the reporting anglers, were taken on the dry fly. Another report noted that the river was full but clean, but the angler opting instead for nymphs to get to the fish holding on the bottom in the faster water. Good choice, as it seems, as a range of fish in the 20 to early 30 centimeters, that is 9 to 13 inches, came to hand, as well as two fish of 15 to 17, that is 38 to 43 centimeters. The report also noted that he thinned out my fly box in the process,
which is a bit of a hazard if you are doing some deep dredging.
While Sterkfontein remains, quote unquote, not in the best of mood, as reported by guide Mark Yelland, there have been some reports of some success for those guys that are mining for Sturkey's gold. Well known as one of the most pristine sight fishing destinations in the world and home to both large and smallmouth yellowfish, Sturkey's and its yellowfish population is considered to be one of the premier dry fly fisheries. But yet another quote, things are, however, looking up, and thankfully it's the yellowfish, and this from guide David Weaver, who writes that after a frustrating start to the season, the water has warmed nicely and is now hovering around at 18 degrees centigrade. Insectivity has increased as a result, with mayfly and caddis coming off the water. Beetle, hopper, caddis and ant pattern still top the list as your go-to flies, but if the dry is getting refusals, then add a wee drop of nymph to the rig. So guys, hope you're getting your Christmas tackle wish list sorted out for Santa, and do pop into the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Ian. What great detail on those dam levels. Please keep them coming. And while you're keeping that coming, please keep those puns and quotes coming through as well. I love them. No one has those puns better than you on the show. But on a more serious note, Ian, thank you for those tips and tricks to be fishing over this festive period. They are certainly going to come in handy. And guys, before we round off, special thanks to Ian. He is on leave and still managed to get us a fishing report for this week. So big up to you, Ian. Fantastic job, my friend. Guys, that's what you can expect from our contributors at Angler News South Africa. They never miss a show. They are so dedicated to getting you into those right fishing zones, especially now more than ever. Although they are so busy at their stores, all these Kingfisher branches where they are working from, they are still finding the time, even if it's after hours, to make sure our anglers on the KZN coastline are getting those rods bending. So guys, that rounds off this week's show. I hope you have a good idea of where you're going to be fishing this weekend, because KZN's Purple Patch continues. There is good fishing on all facets. There are rods bending throughout the coastline. There are areas on our coastline where there is no E. coli, so we can fish with peace of mind and safety. And yeah, guys, we got holiday makers coming down. The kids are going on holidays. Let's give everyone a good time and show them the spoils we have here in KZN. Guys, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Always remember, keep that fishing area tidy. respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.